Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Well, an email came in to tubs@rte.ie from Tom, and it says, Ryan, here's one for you that I thought you might have a handle on. My five-year-old started junior infants last September. Quiet lad, but he's managed to make friends. I'm delighted for him. So I'm in the world of play dates and what have you. So my son he's friendly, and this nice young lad and... he's friendly with this nice young fella, and he's been over a few times to play, and I've offered to drop him home on a couple of occasions, and his mother has gladly accepted. She's a single mother, and I suppose she's glad to not have to collect him, as she has other children. And when I drop him off at the gate, I make my son run up to the door with the young fella and wait to check he gets in safely and what have you. But the mother always comes out and says, do you want to come in for coffee? I've gone in twice now, and she's a lovely woman, but I'm starting to feel a little bit uncomfortable. Why? I haven't told my wife about the about the coffee. I don't know why. I reckon she's only trying to suss me out because her son is over in my house, but I feel that there might be something more going on. Am I being paranoid about single mothers? I worry that if I tell my wife about the coffee, she'll think there's more going on than there actually is, and I want the lads to stay friends. I'm not sure what to do about this one. Well, of course, you could be a little bit vain, couldn't you, thinking that this woman might fancy you? You could be kind of overstretching your imagination a little bit. She could just be a pleasant woman. But I think your suggestion that she wants to make sure that as a dad who's running the play dates, that you're sane and normal. That's the right place to go for that. But any thoughts on that? Welcome to 51552 or email tubs@rte.ie.
Call Ryan now.
1850-715-922.
Tubridy on 2FM.
13 minutes to 10 o'clock. What about our friend who's being invited in for coffee and thinks your one might be making the moves? Tell that playdate dad he's a big eejit. Suzanne and Mayo. He fancies her. Big ego eejit. Yeah, and I did suggest vanity was the problem here. And that getting ahead of yourself a little bit. Get over yourself, says another. Stop going in for coffee every time. If it's you making it a big thing, you don't have to go in. Pamela says, no way, coffee alone and not tell your wife. It's so disrespectful to your wife. It also, that suggests you know it's not right because that's what you think. You can always decline coffee politely and drive home to your wife, says another. I would not be comfortable with my husband rocking in for coffee. Another says, that's what he is. I've often asked my kids' friends' fathers in. It's polite after they've dropped your children home. It's friendly and it's nice to know your kids are being minded. That's not written properly. In relation to the dad and coffee with the single mom, I bet she's just trying to suss you out to make sure you're suitable for her son to be around. But also, as a happily married mum of two, I find a lot of other mums competitive regarding our kids and bitchy. And I prefer the company and chats with dads on lots of occasions with no untoward intentions. It's just easier going. Maybe she's the same woman. Women are awful to judge and hard on each other. Never mind the single mothers. What about the married fathers? 12 years collecting at the school gates and toing and froing to parties and play dates. I could write a book about the dads, roving, rambling eyes, innuendos, flirting at any chance. And you know them. They're the ones stuck in the middle of the women thinking they're God's gift. All that guy has to do, says another, is to tell his wife, that he got asked for coffee. And that he went because it's a chance to get to know the house and parent that might be minding their son on future play dates. And that the mother was probably doing the same by asking him in. And no, he's not all that. Well, loads of response to that. Colm and Enniscorthy says, my advice for that man going in for coffee is to tell your wife straight away. You've nothing to feel guilty about. And try to stop overanalyzing things. Just enjoy her being hospitable. Another, so with regard to the guy from the email, there's no need for him to go for coffee anymore, says Mary. They should just both have got the handle of each other at this stage, so he could just say he's in a hurry and head home. That man, says another, is a vain, egocentric and completely out of touch. He needs to cop on and grow up. He isn't a teenager. That woman would be horrified if she knew what his tiny mind was thinking. Good luck. Aoife, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
What are we thinking about this?
I'm thinking that as a single mother myself, and I've come from kind of an abusive relationship, I'm very protective of my two kids.
Yeah, I bet.
So if anybody is kind enough to drop them off, I'm always the kind of person that would invite them in, A, for politeness, and B, to try and get to know them as a parent.
Yes.
Who's spending time with my children. And I think if he's concerned that there's something going on, the red flag for me in that situation is the fact that he's keeping it from his wife.
Yes. Why would you do that?
And it always takes two. So if he wasn't kind of interested in something, he can, as an adult, can turn around and go, no, it's just coffee. But the fact that he's hiding it is probably why he's feeling kind of upset about it.
Yeah, I think you've got a bang on there, to be honest with you, and he's probably reading in something into it that is probably not there.
Yeah, as I would suggest, as a single parent, if he does feel upset about it, he could tell his wife, he could invite the woman over with the son for a play date so she can meet him.
I'm in this mix of play dates and lifts and the whole thing, and I can't think of one parent alive that actually wants to have a coffee when they drop a child off. And I can't think of one parent alive that wants to invite somebody in for coffee, really, politeness or otherwise. No one has the time, really. Certainly, if you're working dad like I am or mum, you know, you don't have the time to be going in for coffee on top of that. It's already a gig to be dropping off and collecting and everything else. So I don't think that the recipient of the child wants necessarily to invite to have coffee with somebody. You coffee with your friends, and it's the kids that are friends, not the parents.
Well, a lot of the time with small kids, you become friends with the parents of them kids.
You become friendly, but I don't know if you become friends.
Well, so I know from myself, from my own personal experience, that my kids have a great set of friends and they have a great set of parents, and they're always invited in for coffee, and a lot of the time that they agree to come in, doesn't matter if they're male or female parents.
Well, they're lucky they have the time to do it.
Yeah.
Aren't they? Because a lot of people would be rushing around the place.
It's always busy.
How old are your kids, Aoife?
My eldest is 8 and my youngest is 6.
Okay, and you're out of a relationship for how long?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Was it an escape?
It kind of was, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a pretty unpleasant situation.
Yeah, but I'm doing great. My kids are doing great.
You're out the other side and the kids are happy, and you can go in for coffee with whoever you want to go in for coffee.
I can. And I can invite people in for coffee too, with no untoward meaning other than coffee.
Just have the coffee and stop reading into stuff that isn't there.
Precisely.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Ryan.